Kofches Shvat, Sunday the 3rd of February, Rabbi Yitzchok Spitzer, Practical Hilchos Muxa. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, Lichvod Simchas and Nesurim, of the Chosin Yochanan Yehuda and Kala Bella, whose surnames are known to the family.
As we said, we'll speak about practical Hilchos Muxa. And the certain aspect of Muktzah we'll be talking about is the fact of that we produce on Shabbos a lot of, I don't know what they call it here, in America we call it garbage, they call it rubbish, waste, ashpa, whatever it's, and a lot of something that is non-usable on Shabbos, we know is Muktzah. And there's a lot of halachas in this, and we'll try to go through a lot of these things. Now, we have to know that besides that Shabbos is the most garbage-producing day in a Yiddish family, it is also a day where Me'ashbis Yoram Avyon, Shabbos is a day that, you know, wherever we were the whole week, even if we were in the dumps all week, Lo Yishivim Nadivim, Hashem takes us out and sits us next to Mizmashil Yoram HaShabbos, Shsulim Beveis Hashem, we come to Bismedrash and we spend the day in Bismedrash, so let's start with Erev Shabbos. Now, there's a very interesting halacha that we learn from the pasuk of Parshas B'Shalach, Bayoyim Hashishi, Veichinu Es Asher Yaviu, that you have to, everything has to be prepared from Erev Shabbos. Whatever is Muchan, it's called in the pasuk, whatever is prepared Erev Shabbos, that's what you have for Shabbos, that's in. Anything else is out. So, now, Shabbos naturally is Mechen for itself, prepares for itself anything it finds useful. So, anything useful for Shabbos is not Muktzah, something non-usable is Muktzah. Now another interesting halacha is that something that coming into Shabbos, it came in as a kli, it retains its status of a kli, of a usable item throughout Shabbos, even though during Shabbos it falls and breaks, as long as you can find a different use for it, it is still not Muktzah. And the example the Gemara uses is let's say you have a bowl, and it shatters on Shabbos, and now you have little pieces and you can use it for a cover, to cover one of your bottles in your house, that's called Shivra Areva, Lechasis Ba'at. Sloichas, that's enough that you still retain its shame kli. If it's not roi to use for anything, then it becomes Mukta Machmas Gufay, meaning like it becomes like a stone, like a coin, something that's non-usable for anything, and it is Mukta. Now, this goes as well if something breaks Erev Shabbos. As long as coming into Shabbos, you were able to use it as a cover, it was usable, coming into Shabbos, then it will retain its shem kli as a cover coming into Shabbos. But over here, Erev Shabbos, it already has a tanai. Meaning, if you kept it around in your house to use it for a cover, so it has a shem kli. Once you threw it in the garbage, you threw it in the dustbin, it's out. The Bailam has a koyach to make something that's his, Oiskeili. It becomes Oiskeili, and this goes, only the Bible have such a koyach, and it becomes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Batla mi yoiz oit kli. You have a koyach to be mevatel your own things. If you throw something out during Shabbos, something breaks on Shabbos, throwing out during Shabbos, throwing it out won't work. Coming to Shabbos was a kli, it will retain the shem kli, even if it's in the garbage. Now, Bizmaneinu, in our times, where we have a lot of disposable kelim, and no one keeps these broken shards of kelim around, so the poskim say that today's days, this halacha won't apply, and a keli that breaks even in the middle of Shabbos would be muktzah, because we have no use for it. Once you have no use for it, we would never use it to cover a bottle, we have a bottle cast by Hashem, so that would be muktzah. This is Alpiyah Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Shin Ches, of Choftes, that anything that you don't have a use for is Muktzah.
You put it in the dustbin?
Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about in Sivkot Nun Aleph, what happens if someone throws away a kli shalem, a full kli, it didn't break. He throws out a full kli. So Mr. Brewer says, "Batla daita etzik aladom." That doesn't become muktzah even if you throw it out Erev Shabbos.
On Shabbos or Erev Shabbos.
Even Erev Shabbos. Does not make a muktzah because it's a kli. Shalom is batla daita. It doesn't become batla from being a kli just because the Bailam threw it out because it's a kli shalom. But the Poskim speak about in our times that we use lots of disposable kelim, that you use it one use and then you throw it out. So that avada, if you throw a plastic bowl or plastic plate in the garbage erev Shabbos, it'll become muktzo when Shabbos comes in.
Can
now,
a screw top of a bottle of wine, you can keep that. Or is that muktzo?
Or an empty bottle of wine?
No, we open the bottle of wine.
The cork?
The screw top.
The screw top? It doesn't become muktzo because you'll need it to screw back the bottle. To cover the bottle again.
So you
still have
a
use for it. Oh, breaking it is a different problem. Breaking it is makabal.
Do you have to break it or not?
Break off the bottom piece? That's a shmuz for itself. That's a very controversial machlokes apoiskim. Some do open bottle caps, some don't. But, you know, everyone should do their minik. Okay, so, now, if someone eats on Shabbos, naturally, things will become muktzah. You eat, there's peels, there are bones, there are pits. So all these things, they are after you open up a candy and you have the wrapper or a plastic bag that got ripped from opening up the food and now you can't use it anymore. So that, you have no use for anymore, that will become muktzah machmas gufa. We'll need a heter to move it. Now, if some food stays on the bone, then there'll be mutter betiltel, you'll be allowed to move it because of what was left over on the bone. If not, then there's very interesting halacha, Shulchan Aruch brings in Simen Shem Ches of Sif Chav Tes, that it depends, if it's edible for Balei Chayim in your neighborhood, then it's not mukta. If such a bone, let's say a chicken bone, if it's edible for any Balei Chayim in your neighborhood, it won't become mukta. And the Rama says, Lefi Zeh, bones wouldn't be mukta because we have dogs in our neighborhood. So, even though today no one would throw a chicken bone to a dog, but because it's roi for them, it's considered a michael, and as long as there are dogs in the neighborhood, it wouldn't become muktzah. Now the poskim say, our mechalek, this that we said that if you have such animals in your neighborhood that would eat this as a food, then it's mutter to move it, that's only if there are such behemoths in your neighborhood that are owned by a Yisrael, and there are Jews in the neighborhood that own such an animal, and have a chrayis to feed these animals, then it's mutter, even though you personally don't have such an animal, but in this neighborhood, this is considered an oichel. But in the stimus of Ramah is mashma that by bones for dogs, that even if no Yisrael has it, he says there are dogs in our neighborhood, so you're allowed to move bones. So Rabbi Yashiv is masber, a very interesting thing. In the Magen Avraham, Simen Shinchov Dalet Siv Zion, it's mashma over there that there is a mitzvah, a little mitzvah to give mezoinis to dogs. Because we find the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kufin on Hayam at Beis, that Kaddish Baruch Hu is chas, he feels bad for the dogs. Shemazoinis same, Mu'atn, the wild dogs, they don't find much food. So, Memelo, if there's dogs in the neighborhood, even not owned by Israel, you'll be allowed to move the bones. Now, an empty bottle, a bottle that you finish on Shabbos, a soda bottle. So it emptied out on the table, or a plastic cup, which you're not going to reuse. And you don't plan on refilling the bottle. You're just going to take another bottle out of the fridge. So here the Achronim have a big machloikus. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held very stark. Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He writes in the back of Mara Shabbos and a lot of different places that because we never reuse it, we have no use for it, we throw it right out, the empty bottle empties out, will become muktzah right away. On the table, it's muktzah. But Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Rabbi Shmuel Orbach, Rabbi Nissa Karels, a lot of other poskim write that no. It doesn't become muktzah because we have, because there's nothing wrong with the bottle. There's no chasaran in the bottle. If there's a Baruch Hashem, we have such a ribu, we have so much, that's why we don't find a use for it. But it's not that the bottle is not useful. If you would need it, you would fill it up with water and store it in the fridge. A plastic cup you could reuse. If you have a lot that you're not going to reuse it, that doesn't make it ois keli, and that doesn't make it muktzah. So mamelo, they hold it as bimutter. Lidin halacha, there is a little bit of achras apoiskim in this, that it depends what. If you finished eating a yogurt or a leaven, that's for sure you're not going to reuse. That's mastaber. It becomes muktzah right away. But a plastic cup or a plastic bottle is mastaber. It doesn't become muktzah on Shabbos, and you can move it.
So the yogurt thing, you mustn't put it in the bin? Is that what you're saying?
We'll find the reason. Yeah, there's a heter of Graf Shalrei. We'll see later to put in the bin. But before the heterim, it is muktzah, a non-usable item on Shabbos, is muktzah.
Why is it into the animal burger, the chicken burger? We don't throw it to the...
But because it's Roy, it's still a Michael. Right, but that's the Kiddush in Machalim that so if they would sue you for giving it to a dog, there's only dog, there's no stray dogs, there's only dogs that belong to people, and if you would throw a bone to a dog, they would sue you. So maybe it's Mustaber that it's Ois Oichel. But oh, so the Brechus Shabbos writes, even though today's day is dogs don't eat bones, and we have the regular dog food that we give, he says that didn't change. Because it's Roy to give to dogs, it's still considered a food, and a food is not Muktzah. It's a Chiddush, but that's the Shulchan Aruch and Sifchov Tess. Now, that's for sure not a Shiloh. If you people refill plastic bottles and put it in the fridge, the Shiloh wouldn't begin. Zach is by a person that wouldn't use it anymore, that's where the machloikas is, and we're machriya lahakal. Now, if a keli breaks and there's a chashash that people will get hurt by stepping on the shards, the Ramah writes in Sivov that that's mutter, a special heter of hezek, that you could remove it, but if you could, you should do it with a broom and dust and a pen instead of by hand, that would be better. Now we have to speak about the halachas of a garbage bin. And the dustbin. And some people even have in their house the cabinets. You pull out the cabinet and the bin rides along with it and comes out with it. And now, the halacha is that there's something, a concept called basis l'davar aser. Something that's holding a muktzah becomes a base for the muktzah and therefore also gets a muktzah status. So, now we said that a plastic cup they throw out on Erev Shabbos, because the Bailam threw it out, that makes it ois kli. And it becomes muktzah machnas gufa when Shabbos comes in. It will come out that anyone who has anything in their garbage can, in their dustbin, when Shabbos comes in, the entire dustbin becomes a basis to the muktzah inside, and it will be also to move the dustbin. It will become a basis. That's a very simple concept of muktzah. That will become muktzah machnas gufa because of the thing inside. Now, so the Pashtas, there are Yidden who are makbid, that the entire time of Ben Ashmoshes, they put nothing in the dustbin. They make sure they take out a garbage bag right before Shabbos, to outside, and they only start putting in garbage into the garbage only once it is for sure night. But, you know, it's a hard thing to be makbid. So, there are people who make a basis l'dover osir and a davar hamutter. Meaning, the halacha is it becomes a base to Isser if there's only mukta on it. If there's also heter on it, then it becomes a basal davar aser and a davar heter. And then there is a heter to move it, l'tzarech davar mutter, for other things. So now we have to speak about the cabinet, the pull-out cabinet. So that, Pashtus, if you would pull it out for the garbage and not for the put something in the dustbin and not for the davar mutter. So there is a Shulchan Aruch in Simar Resh Ayin Tes that says that the leichter becomes basis to the lecht. So there was a person who hung a challah onto the leichter and he wanted that now the candelabra should become a basis to Isra and to Heter. He'll be able to move the leichter once the ner goes out. Mechaber says it doesn't work because it is uncharacteristic for a candelabra to hold a challah. It is characteristic for it to hold a ner. So it will become automatically a basis only to the ner and not to the challah. So putting something that's uncharacteristic to dustbin into the dustbin drawer or onto the dustbin drawer and opening it up, you're opening it up for the dustbin. So that would be a very shvaka heter in basis l'isavala heter to try to open it because it'll become a basis naturally to the thing that it is meant for. So now, so and even if someone does leave the dustbin empty erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos, even though something can't become a basis on Shabbos, but the Chaznish writes that if this is meant to hold muktzah, then even on Shabbos, this will right away become a base for the muktzah even on Shabbos, which makes things even more problematic, putting something into the garbage on Shabbos, into the dustbin on Shabbos. Now, even a plastic cup doesn't become ois keli if you put it on Shabbos, but if a real muktzah machmas gufa, you put something really dirty into the dustbin, then it'll become a basis on Shabbos. So what is the Eitzah to be able to move our dustbins on Shabbos? So some write that the first time you throw something into the dustbin on Shabbos, you should also put in the davar mutter, like a plastic cup, which on Shabbos doesn't lose its shem keli, and then it will be a basis l'isav l'heter. But we already said that it'll be hard to say that this becomes a basis to the heter and not to the iser. So what is the eitzah here? So the best eitzah is that under the garbage bag which you're using now, you should keep more garbage bags. That like that, you see the janitors do it a lot. They take out one and right away under it there's another bag that's ready to use. So kumto is the heter. I mean, the garbage bag should be cut before Shabbos. That you should be able to use it on Shabbos. Should be usable. Kumto is there when you open it. It's there for your tzorich. It's there to help you out with a garbage affair. So then, and for sure, if it's your derech to keep it there, so then for sure it becomes a basis le'isav le'heter, and the heter is not a random thing. It belongs there, and that's the best eitzah that the poskim give to be able to move the dustbin drawer. And to recap, to move a dustbin and for a drawer, so the number one eitzah is to put in bags, more bags under it. Now number two, there's something called total begufa. You can open up the drawer with your foot, you can push a garbage can even though it's mukta, you can push a dustbin by foot, that wouldn't be a problem. And there are poskim are matter, there's also heter in the thing. Some poskim are matter because it's a basis le'isr v'laheter. There are some mafakpikim on that heter, but that's that. Now, the heter to move it is always graf shalrei. It's called, that's the concept, it's called graf shalrei, that if something's bothering you, you're disgusted by something on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it out. Now, so if you eat nuts that have shells, and you eat it on top of the dustbin, that's for sure good. But what if you're eating it on the table, and now you have a mound of useless shells. So, b'derech klal, you'll have the heter of graf shari to take it and put it in the dustbin. Because you don't like sitting around here. If you're not going to sit around at all in this room anymore, then you might not have the heter. But if it's gonna bother you, doesn't look clean, then...
And you need the space on the table.
If you need the space, yeah. If you need the space, now, Tzorek Mekoyma is only a heter by Klish Malachal Isra, not by Mukta Machmas Gufa. But over here the heter is because I'm disgusted to sit around dirty things. Now, a lot of other examples for Graf Shari would be a dead mouse, or even a live mouse that was caught in a trap and you're disgusted to be around it, a dead fly on a table, if you have peels, if you have bones, if you have pits, or you have a garbage can, a dustbin that's giving off a bad smell. What?
Dirty
yeah, chicken bone. A bone that a dog would eat.
Paper plates, or what about the plates itself? Paper plates.
Paper plates that you're not going to use, right? So so all these things you can move. These are all examples of things that you can move and put in the bin because of graf shari. Now,
what's the point? There's no point in
chucking. By just chucking everything, yeah. If they're separated, there's big bottles here and different things, so then you can clear the table. If there are going to be some nuts in between the peels, so you'll have to have that terem of bird to take it out.
Based on what you said before, is the tablecloth become a bosses then?
So that's
if you wanted to take it and shake it out, maybe the tablecloth is now a bosses.
That's a good question. But to see that it becomes a bosses to something, there's a lot of different gedarim and bosses. It's a big scope of things, but pashtus the tablecloth, you put it on, you're going to eat on it, and then if you're going to shake it off, once the table is cleared, it's not going to be a problem. Because a lot of times the tablecloth, if it's under the leichter, you might have a problem. But if it's there for Shabbos, and so usually, yeah. So now to take out a garbage bag, now the heter of graf shari, the poskim say, is that only a heter to move the disgusting thing? Or let's say I want to move a different muktzah to get rid of the disgusting thing. L'mashal, let's say I want to move a different muktzah to cover the dead mouse. Is graf shari only matter to move out the dead mouse, or even matter to move a different muktzah to cover the dead mouse? Or another thing, let's say in the cabinet, the garbage can, the dustbin's full, but it's not bothering me there. But now I want to clear the table into the dustbin, and I want to take out the garbage bag. So I'm moving a muktzah that's not bothering me. Take out the garbage bag outside. To make place for a new graf shari. So this graf shari also matter to move a different muktzah that's not bothering me now. Another example would be, to let's say when I clear the table, do I have to take the graf shari, put it in the dustbin, or can I bring the dustbin to the table to clear it in. These all go into the shilas as machlokes apostkim in this. What you should do. There is a makam lahakmer to move the actual graph and not move a different mukta because of the graph. But, you know, if someone doesn't have a brayer, there's yeshal milismach. Now, another Isra on Shabbos is to be mevatel kli me'echanoi. Mevatel bitl kli me'echanoi means something that was the status of a kli and beginning of Shabbos. To make it mukta on Shabbos is aser. Because Rashi says this, you're being soyser of the kli. You're being soyser of the shtamshis of the kli. So, pashta is an empty garbage can, an empty dustbin coming into Shabbos. You can use it for anything. Now, you put in the first piece of garbage on Shabbos, and now you're making it a basis, you're making it a mukta. So the Achronim say no. Because a dustbin is meant to keep garbage, to put garbage in, so you're not being soyser of the kli. That is the shtamshis of the kli. Same thing, any plastic bowl that you use on Shabbos, you were able to use both anything, and now you're making it a mukta. Once you use it, you're not going to use it again. So the person will say, well, this is not a problem. Because the shtamshis to use it for one shtamshis and then throw it out, who cares what that shtamshis is, a isser, a heter, side to side, you're not going to use it again. You're only going to use it for one shtamshis and then throw it out. That's not a problem of bitl, kli, meyechanoi. Now, if there's a leak, there's water leaking into the house, from a chaber, paskin, the shalamat ches, sif ches, that if it's moistig water that you can't even use to wash yourself for a chitza, it will become mukta. But the poskim argue on the mechaber and they paskim like the tour. There's a bir halacha about this. That avadas mutter to put a keli to catch the even a dirty leak. But we have a problem with bitul kli me'echanoi. Which kli should you put? A kli that you can use for anything, and now you're putting it to catch the leak, and you're making it a basis to the dirty water. So how are you going to go about this? The poskim use this is where the dustbin comes in handy. Because the dustbin is miyuchet to put in mukta things, items, and it's not considered that you're being soiser, it's a shtamshis by putting in mukta things, so you could bring a dustbin that was either empty by nashmashis, or you could kick it with your foot, and put it there where the leak is, and that way you'll catch leak without running into problems of bitl kli me'echanoi. What? Okay. Now, so another thing to... Oh, so there is a concept of ein osin graf shel rei lechatchila.
You decide beforehand, it's part of your eating arrangements, and it shouldn't be mukta in the first place.
If you're, meaning the same way if you're miyachad a stone to keep a door open, you're asking the same way if you're miyachad a mukta machmas gufoy.
Yeah.
But over here...
You plan beforehand, you haven't made the mukta before Shabbos because you intend to use it on Shabbos.
You don't intend to use it as a useful, you tend to use it as a place to dump things.
But you're going to dump your graf shel rei in order that you can eat your next meal.
Right.
So otherwise, it shouldn't be mukta in the first place.
No, it becomes mukta anyways. Meaning, I wasn't miyachet for a shtamshis, I was miyachet to put mukta into it. That doesn't give it a
total. But I'm saying the mukta you're putting into it is not mukta because it's a graf shel rei.
It is mukta. There are mukta machmas gufos that have a heter of graf shel rei to move it.
Beforehand, you plan to use it on Shabbos as your graf shel rei container.
Right.
So why should it be mukta in the first place?
Because that doesn't take away the status of mukta.
Why not?
Because
you intend to use it on Shabbos,
being miyachad a mukta
machmas. Why shouldn't use it on Shabbos? Why should it be mukta in the first place?
Because being miyachad a mukta to be able to move, meaning a stone that doesn't have a shtamshis, I'm going to use it to keep my door open. That gives it a heter of a shtamshis. Right. But something that technically is a keli. It's gonna become a bus, you're gonna put in mukta machmas gufas there, you only have the heter. Once the mukta machmas gufa is in there, it only had a heter to a mukta machmas gufa can only have a heter to move it if it is graf shel rei. Once it's in the bin, it's not bothering you anymore. You don't have a problem of graf shel rei anymore. Because you don't have a heter, so you don't have a heter total anymore, even if you're miyachad erev Shabbos.
So you're saying it becomes mukta after you've used it for a perfectly kosher practice.
Right.
But you've got more graf shel rei to put in it later.
So then that goes into the machloikas that we spoke about. If you can move even a different mukta, even a mukta that's not bothering you anymore, in order to get rid of a mukta that is bothering you.
So you should check with your graf shel rei in one thing and then put it in the dustbin.
So you could bring a garbage bag to the table, mm-hmm. empty it in and put it in the dustbin. You could do that. Mm-hmm. That would be better. Halachically, that would be better than bring mm-hmm. the dustbin to the table, than bring the dustbin to the table and emptying it. And because like that, you're only moving the graf shel rei, you're not moving the bin to the graf shel rei.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another thing is the lid to the outside garbage cans, the outside dustbin. The lid, it's attached, because it's attached to the dustbin, it would become a buses to the dustbin. But the person said they had to open up the lid of the outside garbage, the outside dustbins, is that because the lid is not there to protect the muktzah, because I don't care if the muktzah gets wet. I don't care what happens to the muktzah. It's there to protect me, that the cats shouldn't come and take my garbage and throw it all over the place. So it's there for my ishtam, so it's not there for the garbage. So that's why that doesn't become a buses to the garbage. It's an interesting spark. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for inviting me.